Hello everyone, I'm Yayoi Inomata, Kanazawa University, and the author of this poster. Thank you very much for visiting this poster. This poster shows the long-term variation of radiocesium activity concentrations released into the surface seawater from 1957 to 2018. We also show the transport of radiocesium in the surface mixed layer in the global ocean. The dominant source of radiocesium in the ocean are considered as three sources: large-scale atmospheric nuclear weapon test in 1915 and 1916, the direct release from the fuel nuclear reprocessing plants, and nuclear power plant accidents such as Chernobyl and Fukushima. In this study, we used about 80,000 data included database. The global ocean was divided into 37 boxes as shown in Figure 2. In the Pacific Ocean, radiocesium was mainly originated from the large-scale atmospheric nuclear weapon test, and these were exponentially decreased. The rapid increase was due to the release from the Fukushima nuclear power plant accident. In the Atlantic Ocean, the direct released radiocesium from the nuclear reprocessing plants in the 1970s and 1980s has remained high concentration level in the 2000s. By the Chernobyl accident, we can see the peak in several oceans. These peaks found within one or two years after the accident. We also reconstructed the total amount of radiocesium in the marine environment with 2 minutes mesh. The total amount of radiocesium in the global ocean was estimated to be about 580 petabecquerel. In 1970s, the total amount of radiocesium was decreased to about 250 petabecquerel. We interpreted that half of the released radiocesium were transported into the ocean interior with 10-year time scale. In the year of 1918, the total amount of radiocesium increased to 319 petabecquerel. This was due to the direct release from the nuclear fuel reprocessing plants. In 2011, the total amount of radiocesium was estimated to 69 petabecquerel. We also show the transport of surface seawater circulation found by the long-term variation, as shown in Figure 5. In the case of Pacific Ocean, radiocesium released into the western North Pacific Ocean was transported, and this divided into northern and southern towards offshore North America. The radiocesium transported southward were accumulated and subsidence in the eastern North Pacific Ocean. Following them, the radiocesium were transported westward and intruded into the Indian Ocean, passed through the Indonesian through flow. Thank you very much for your attention.